Excellent. Okay, my name's Daniel, Daniel Harvey. I teach in a school in Birmingham, Chelmsley Wood. It's not exciting, don't need to go there. Can I just say, Helen, we liked the Green Man when we went. The other Green Man's very good. It's got an excellent room if you want to hire that out. Love that. Also, can I also say, I just went upstairs, don't bring your son on a teach meet. Because my son's upstairs sitting in the corner and he wanted to come to London because he doesn't normally come. And he's sitting in the corner, he's keeping himself to himself, no doubt trying to avoid the West Ham fans celebrating our 1-0 victory over Stoke. And I've just bumped into someone who used to teach 16 years ago up in the bar, and I've been quite embarrassed because she shrieked my name while I was upstairs. Right, now, my talk is about digital leaders. Kevin and Helen asked me to talk about digital leaders. They're considering doing digital leaders in their school. This is just how we've done it at John Henry Newman. So quite a few videos here. Given the sound, I suggest we be a little bit quiet when it happens. So Helen, if we could go forward to the next one. In a minute, we're going to click on this video. I'm very lucky that I've got about 10 or 11 kids who are dead interested in technology, but they're also dead keen in helping me, the school, learn about technology and use it in lessons and for the school. I have one guy in particular who is like 13 going on 35 and could quite easily run staff meetings on his own. And this is something that he did all on his own to persuade other schools, perhaps they should look at running digital leaders. So if we have a view of that, please, Helen. No worries. It's just summing up my day. If by the way, if you own an iPad, if you own an iPad, don't leave it near Kevin.
You took the wrong bag.
I did not. Right. Can we go on to the next slide, please, Salim? So what I'm going to do is tell a little story about JHNCC Digital Leaders. If you know Mark Anderson's at the back. He's got his digital leaders. He's probably done it differently, although I have ripped off some ideas from him. Normally, I'm about 10 seconds behind him. So this is our story. So if we go forward to the next one.
Sorry.
It's all right, no worries. Now, rather than me prattle on, I recorded them this week, and so you can hear them tell you what they're like. A bit different to maybe Mark and another set of digital leaders you're going to see is that my lot are quite young. They're all in year 8. So a lot of the things that they've done are often to older people. So if you play the video, it's about 2.5 minutes. So we can listen to them. Future police officer.
In the future, I'm hoping that we can get some more primary schools in and work with them.
That's not a bell in this pub. Right, so don't clap me, I didn't do it. Right, Helen, go forward to Helen. Right, I've shared this with Helen, so she can share it with you. Very simply, in May last year, we decided to go with iPads as our primary route to use digital devices in lessons. And so ever since then, Tom, who's the tool kid at the back, he's been helping me do this program. And they will have supported me doing teacher inset and also doing a lot of primary transition work where we use the iPads because our primary feeder schools don't have them. Right, Helen, can we go forward, please? They've also run their own staff training session from beginning to end. Now, there is a video on here, which we're not going to watch, but there is of a teacher using Socrative. I know Mark did your TM Bet section. You featured Socrative, didn't you, in that? And they taught this teacher to how to use it, and now she uses it pretty well in school, so well that she's taught other teachers how to use it as well. They've also helped me do a staff tech survey. They produced a Christmas newsletter about how to use technology for Christmas and also how the kids might and staff might use their technology afterwards. And 2 weeks ago, they led assemblies on e-safety because it was National E-Safety Day, and they did that type of stuff. Right, can we go forward again, please? We're not going to watch that video. That's just the geography teacher who talks about how they've used about Socrative. So if we go forward again, please. This video would be quite useful if we had the time. I'm not going to do that. Liz came to the first teacher, which I did in Birmingham. They do exist kind of in the middle of the country. I know it's a rough part of the country. And then Kevin has deigned to come up to our next teach meet. Thank you, Kevin. Don't steal any of our iPads, though. He's going to come up. This school, so Liz came and she started her digital leaders from there. The reason why I've included this video is because Arden Digital Leaders and the digital leaders from JHNCC went to the Open Badge Award. Now, if you go forward, please. That post, which is on there, tells people about how digital leaders work in school, is going to be recognised with a reward scheme that the kids have helped design themselves. And also puts you in contact with a great many other people. As we're going to see later, Mark's Digital Leaders, they blog on there. It's one of the things I'm going to say next. So Helen, if we go forward again, please. And go through that. And that just shows you they videoed their assembly and put that online as well. I don't have to do much. I just ask them to do stuff, and they do it as well. And that's another thing that we talk about being digital leaders, about them overcoming the teamwork issues, which sometimes are a problem. If you go again, please, Helen. So three examples of how they can impact other schools. So I do like to tip my hat, as Ewan McIntosh says that we should do. I've learned a lot off Mark, although he's actually learnt my name today and knows who I am. On the first digital leader network link is his digital leaders, or sorry, Clevedon Digital Leaders, broadcasting about a particular visual dictionary. It's dead useful. And on that day, almost at the time I was reading that message, we were having a staff meeting about literacy across the curriculum, which I was able to share direct from the digital leaders. Gavin Smart at Priory Community School Academy, their digital leaders also, they had Roy and Kathleen Jones, the BBC's tech guy, in on Monday. They've blogged about that, and PCSA helped me out at the start. And Arden Digital Leaders, I asked them to produce a video for this thing for you to look at, and they did that for me as well. If you want to have, you know, if you want to go and use digital leaders, speak to Mark, he's better at it than I. Speak to Andy, he's better at it than I. Or go on to the Digital Leader Network. There's loads of people. What's his name? Is it Chris Sharples, the great ICT? Loads of good. If you go to the last slide, Helen, please. There's loads of great people that you can follow and speak to about how to get set up. I've put most of their names on there, and I should also say that I found out about it due to Shelley Beebe, Shelley Blackburn, and she's very supportive. She's a primary school teacher. And if you want to say anything to the JHNCC Digital Leaders, that's their Twitter handle. Go and say something to them.